All right. So we are on the bottom of Zion Bays, 7B. Right, and so the Mishnah talks about Chagigat. If we could actually pick up 2, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom of 7B. Chagigat Yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach. Right, the Chagiga for the first day of Pesach. Beit Shammai Omer Min Achulin, Beit Hillel Omer Min Amayser. This is a quote from the Mishnah. Beit Shammai says that that first day's Chagiga, which is a shlamim, right, which is a carbon that's shared, people eat it. The Kohen has some, the family of those, big Kiddush, people can partake of it, and some of it's burned on the Mizbeach. Exactly, so Beit Hillel says, Beit Shammai says that has to come from unrestricted funds, chulin, out of your own pocket, basically. Beit Shammai min ha-meiser, no, that Beit Hillel says, meiser sheni, which it starts as grain, but then can be transferred into money. What do you use that money for? Well, you could use that money when you go up to Jerusalem for expenses. One of those expenses that Beit Hillel allows you to use it for is for the Chagiga. So we ask why it mentions Chagiga Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. We note that it's the same other days of Yom Tov as well, first day of Pesach, first day of Sukkot, first day of Shavuos, but Mashna Chagiga is Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. What exactly, right, 3 lines from the bottom, 7b, what exactly does it mean, Chagiga Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach? It seems like it's hinting to something, it's trying to tell us more, it's alluding to another lesson. So Amar Ravashi, HaKamash Malan, this comes to tell us that Chagigat Chamisha Asar in, that the Chagiga of the 15th of Nisan, right, has to be brought, must indeed be brought from Chulin, is the opinion of Beit Shammai. But even according to Beit Shammai, Arbas are low. Well, we know that unique to other Erev Yom Tovs, the Erev Pesach is a holiday in its own right. And if you want to be precise, 14th of Nisan, which is called Erev Pesach, is really Chag HaPesach, because that's when the carbon Pesach is brought. And then you eat it at night as part of Chag HaMatzot, which begins at nightfall. So there is a special Chagiga that's brought as part of the 14th, Chag HaPesach, and that, everyone agrees, can be brought from Meiser Sheni, whereas the Chagiga of the Yontif itself is a Machlokas. Chagiga Arba Asalo. Alma, top of 8a, Alma, this comes to imply, top of Chesaman Aleph, Kasavar, Chagiga Arba Asar, Lavdia Raita. This comes to imply that the fact that there's a difference in status of the Chagiga that's brought on what we call Erev Pesach implies that it's a different, whereas the Chagiga that's brought on the 15th, what we call Chag HaMatzot, is Midyaraita. The Chagiga that is brought on the 14th of Nisan, Chag HaPesach, what we call Erev Pesach, may not be Diyaraisa, and therefore there's more flexibility in terms of what it could be, where the funds can come from. Amar Mar, going back to the Mishnah, second line in Chesam and Aleph, Beisil Omrim, Mina Meisar, Beisil Omrim Mina Meisar, right? So Beisil says that you can bring the Chagiga from Meisar Sheni, right? From already designated, consecrated funds. Amai, Davar Shebechomahu. So we ask, why are you allowed to do this? How can Beisil possibly say that you're allowed to bring the Chagiga, which is an obligation, a chova, from Meiser Sheni? There's a general rule that we don't question, we just quote at this point, that anything that's obligatory has to be brought from your own, what is it called, from undesignated funds, right? Unrestricted funds. Chulin. So Amar Ula, so what does it mean? What does Beisil mean that you can bring it from Meiser Sheni? It doesn't mean that you can bring the whole thing from Meiser Sheni. Amar Ula, betofel. You could supplement the value, the cost, the value of the carbon through Meiser Sheni, implying that there's something that's essential. There's an essential value of the carbon chagiga that must, in fact, come from Chulin. But additional funds can come from Maaser Sheni. What exactly is that? So it's a machlokas exactly how do we skin this cat. Chizkiya Amar Toflin Behema Lebehema. Chizkiya says one animal has to be brought from Chulin. If you're bringing additional chagigas, right, shlamim, then the other chagigas, the additional animals, can be brought from, can be supplemented toflin from Maaser Sheni. But ain't toflin mo's lamot. You're not allowed to supplement, add to the value of one animal, right? So if you have an animal that could be that's $100, and you have 60 from Chulin, you can't add 40 from Maaser Sheni, according to this first opinion, according to Chizkiya. But Rabbi Yochanan says the other way around. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Toflin Mot Lamot. No, you're allowed to supplement the value of that initial animal, right? If you have enough money for the animal and you want to get a nicer animal, right? So you can supplement the a bigger animal. You can supplement the animal, the cost of the animal with Maaser Sheni. Main Toflin Mehema Lamehema. But you can't have, you can't supplement whereby an additional animal in its entirety is from Maaser Sheni, right? And we can imagine what the logic is for each of these reasons. Right? On the one hand, certainly in Rabbi Yochanan, you can't identify this animal as being strictly from Maaser Sheni. That's the problem, right? As opposed to if it's all mixed up in one animal, you could say part of it's at least chulin. We have brightas that support both of these opinions. Just to review, Chizkiya says that when you supplement this, you can supplement with chulin and with Maaser Sheni, excuse me, an additional animal. And Rabbi Yochanan says you could supplement with Maaser Sheni to add value to an animal, but it can never be exclusively from Maaser Sheni.
How do we know that Rabbi Yochanan holds that you have to have enough to buy at least your basic level animal?
Because that's what because when Rabbi Yochanan says toflin ma'ot lamot, right? The way that's understood is that the original ma'ot could buy you at least a minimal carbon. That's what Rashi says, for instance. If you see Rashi on the previous, on Chizkiya, we can look, but the other way it works. Liknot behema gedola. And so in other words, you're adding value from Maaser Sheni to buy a bigger animal. The implication is that you had enough money to buy something, some basic animal that would have been appropriate for a chagiga.
So they actually would both agree that you buy one animal with the designated, with the consecrated money. But
No, because Chizkiya says you're not allowed, the entire animal has to be from Chulin, your first animal. That each one is exclusive of the other.
Oh, okay.
Right. They don't, neither of them, it's not until the next page with Rosh Hashanah that we suggest there's an opinion that holds both. Okay. Right now it's one or the other. Either you can supplement an additional animal, or you can supplement and not supplement in the value of one animal, or you can supplement the value of an animal and not buy a second animal exclusively with Maaser Sheni. So, Tani Kavate de... So we have brises for both. Tani Kavate Chizkiya, Tani Kavate de Rabbi Yochanan. Tani Kavate de Rabbi Yochanan, Misat. Right, there's a pasuk, Misat Nidbat Yadcha Asher Titein. Right, so you should give, openly from your hand. So we say that this word misat, malah made, according to this brisa, teaches us shadam evi chavato min achulin, that a person must bring his obligatory karban chagiga from chulin, from unrestricted funds. Uminayin shimratzul arev ma'arev, and how do we know that if he wants to mix, or what we've been using the word tofel, right, enhance, supplement, that he can do so? Tamal lomar kasher yivarechecha Hashem Elokecha. Just as God has blessed you, so that's understood, as Rashi puts it, Mikol Asher Yivarechecha, right from Maaser Sheni and even from Maaser Sheni and from Chulin, but it's La'arev, right? The language of La'arev means to mix the money together in one animal, but you can never designate an entire animal, even an additional chagiga, from money that's Maaser Sheni. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Tanu Kavadeh Chizkia. Same pasuk, different brisa that learns it differently. Misat, where's the word money, right? Monies that are available to give. Misat, melamed sh'adam evi chavata min achulin. Right? It just means that you can bring your obligation from chulin. And there's no problem, right? And you could do it. You could do it to buy another animal, right? There's no restriction on that. Shadam maybe chavata min achulin, and after that first animal, right? After that first animal, you can bring from Meiser Shady. Right, but that first animal has to be exclusively chulin. That's how we under. That's the second brisa. Peshame omrim yom rishon min achulin. Peshame says the first day. Remember, chulin is what you should be bringing it from. So Peshame says on the first day of Yontif, where you have the obligation of chagiga most intensely, that animal has to be brought from chulin. Mikan ve'elach min ha'meiser. From that point on, it can be brought from meiser sheni. And those are generally referred to as Shalmei Simcha, right? On the first day it's a Chagiga, and on the days after it's other Karbanot Shlamim, like a Kiddush that people will partake of, but as a fulfillment of a Samachta Bechagecha. That can come from Meiser Sheni. Pesila Omrim, Achila Rishona Min Achulin, Mikan Ve'elach Min HaMeiser. Right? It's not that all the first day Karbanot have to come from Chulin. No, just the first chagiga on the first day has to come from chulin. But even subsequent chagigas on the first day can be purchased with Meiser Sheni money, right? Ushar kol yimot haPesach, right? So and then the rest of Pesach or Sukkot, right? Whenever you have more than one day, Shavuos is sort of out because it was only one day. The rest of the holiday, Adam yotzei chovato b'Meiser behema. Right? From that point forward, then you can bring kind of any animal that has to be eaten in a consecrated fashion. Even Meiser Behema, right? The 10th animal that has to be consecrated, you can bring that with you and use it for Chol HaMoed barbecue, right? Because it's consecrated, and that's a legitimate consecrated use, is to use it for Shalmei Simcha. Biyom Tov, my time alone. Why can't you use a Meiser Behema on Yontov itself? So Ravashi, Dilma Ati Le Surei Biyontov. You can't use a Meiser Behema animal, right? The tithed animal, because we're afraid it'll lead a person to actually tithe their animals on Yontov, and you're not allowed to tithe your animals on Yontov. Right? Why are you not allowed to tithe your animals on Yontov? V'yashal Aser Biyom Tov. You're not allowed to tithe Aser. Aser Taser, you're not allowed to tithe. We shouldn't sikrata. Because you would die.
Red dye.
Right? You'd red dye the animal that you would, right? Every tenth you'd put some red dye on it, and that would be at least a rabbinic prohibition of dying on D-Y-E-I-N-G. Right? On Yandav. My mashma. So then we go back to the beginning, right? We bought Bryce's that supported both Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiah, in terms of under what circumstances are you allowed to supplement the value of chagigas, and we brought it both from the pasuk Misat Niadcha Nidvat Yadcha Asher Titein. Now we just ask simply, everyone learned it in its own unique way. So how do we know my mashma Dai Misat Lishna Dechulinu? How do we know that the word Misat tells us that there is a reference to monies that are unrestricted, that are chulin? How do we know that that's the case? Dichtiv, we all of a sudden in left field, we bring in Pasuk and Esther, end of Esther. Yasim Amelech HaChashverosh Mas Al Haaretz. It's a term used for taxes that are not consecrated, right? HaChashverosh doesn't have consecrated taxes, just money. So that's how we know that Mas, even in the Pasuk and Devarim, Misat Nidvat Yadcha Asher Titein, is a reference to chulin. The Mishnah earlier on the previous Amud said Yisrael Yotzi Nidei Chavasa Medarim Nedavot. Right after your Shalmei, after your Chagiga, which needs to be brought from Chulin, then subsequent Karbanot can be brought from all types, right? Over the course of, since the last regel, you made a neder, you made an adava, right? All that you're going to bring to the Beit HaMikdash, those are all shlamim. You could double up on their usage to eat from them over Yontif, over the subsequent days of Yontif, as Shalmei Simcha. Tan Rabbanan, v'samachta b'chagecha. Right, we keep coming back to this pasuk. You shall rejoice on your festival. Rabot kol minei smachot l'simcha. You can fulfill your obligation of simcha with any type of animal that is being brought as a simcha, right? Namely as a shlamim, right? Because there's something for you, as opposed to an ola, which is completely burnt up. So any animal that you're bringing as a karban that you will partake of can be a fulfillment of a samach t'vachagecha. Mikan amru chachamim yisrael yotzi nidei chavatan b'nadar b'nadavadu ma'aser behema. Right? So regular Yisraelim can fulfill it through any neder, karban neder, or nedava, or ma'aser behema that they're going to offer while they're in Yerushalayim. Ba'kohanim, and the kohanim can even use chatat, asham, b'chor, chazeh, shok, right? These karbanot for sin offerings, guilt offerings, the Israel doesn't eat, but the Kohen does. The Kohen can eat that meat as a right double dip. Utilize it for a second purpose as Shalmei Simcha, as a fulfillment of a Samach B'chagecha, if he eats a Karban Chatas or an Asham, or if he eats his Matnos Kuna. Right, there are a number of pieces of the animal, right? Some of the good stuff, like the cheek meat, right? Good stuff, right? The foreleg, some of these things that you can double up on, and if the Kohen eats it on these gifts on Yontif, Chol Moed, whatever, could be fulfillment of Shalmei Simcha. Samach T'vachagecha. Yachol Af Bofa V'Nachot. What about karbanot that are brought as fowl or grain, right? Flour offerings. No. Tamlo Omer V'Samach T'vachagecha. No, when you do simcha, it has to be basar, has to be meat that is appropriate to be brought as a karban chagiga. Mi shechagiga bo me'em. Namely, animals. Right? Real animals. Right? Don't give me a chicken steak. It doesn't count. Yatsu elu shein chagiga bo me'em.
Chicken fried steak.
Okay, maybe. Don't call me a, you know. Shein chagiga bo me'em. Ravashi amar mi v'samach danafka. Right, it comes from the word simcha. Yatsu elishim em simcha. As much as you may like your lemon chicken, it's just not as happy as a steak. Ravashi, hi bechagecha, my avidle. Right, if you learn it from the word v'samachta, then what do you learn from the word bechagecha? So we've seen this already. Ha'ulchor d'Daniel bar Katina. Damar Rav d'Daniel bar Katina. Amar Rav minayin shein no sinashim b'moed. You know you're not allowed to get married on Yontif, you're supposed to rejoice in the holiday itself, and your new rejoicing shouldn't be as a result of getting married. Your wife. New wife. Okay, Mishnah. Right? There's different types of families. Some families have a lot of mouths to feed. And they don't have a lot of resources. So what do? You got to feed a lot of... You brought your whole family to Jerusalem, and Nebuch, they have to eat, and you don't have a lot of money, you don't have a lot of possessions. Maybe shlamim rubim. So you bring a lot of shlamim. Olot muatim, right? Because you can eat from the shlamim. And olot, that get completely burned up, you bring as few as necessary, you bring one. Right? There's an olas riya, and there's shalmei chagiga. Bring a lot of shalmei chagiga, or shalmei simcha, and bring one olas riya. What about the other way around? Right? Nechasim rubim ochlim muatim. Right, you have a lot of resources. Not a lot of people came with you, right? And again, not only is it that you don't have a lot of people to feed, but if you offer a shlamim, then you got to get rid of the meat. It's supposed to be consumed. If not, it becomes nosar. It's inappropriate to offer a karban shlamim that won't find someone's stomach, right? So what do you do there? Maybe olot merubot. So bring most of the karbanot that you're going to bring as olot riyah. Shlamim muatim, and bring the fewest number of shlamim as necessary. Zev zem muat. What if there's not a lot of money or a lot of eaters? Al zen emar ma kesef shtei kesef. Right. The minimum that you need is a silver coin, a silver ma for the ola, and shtei kesef for the chagiga. What if you have a lot of money and a lot of people to feed? Do what you want. Do what you want. If you have a lot, if you can spread it out, however you want it. Okay. Shlomim, but there's a minimum number, there's a minimum ola worth a silver coin, ma, and a minimum chagiga worth two. Okay. Gemara. Shlomim Reuven mehecha maiti haletlai. Right, it says, right, the beginning of the Mishnah says, you have a lot of mouths and not a lot of money, so bring a lot of shlomim. How's he bringing a lot of shlomim? Well, from the shlomim fairy, right? Where's he bringing shlomim from? From the shlomim fairy, he's making them, right? So where's he getting the money to buy these shlomim? Amar Chista, tofel umevi pargadol. No, we're back to tofel, right? He's supplementing with Meister Sheni. Meister Sheni, he has. Right? He owes Meister Sheni. He set it aside. But now he can use that to supplement and have additional right, meat for the mouths to feed. Amarle Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet says, Hari Amru, Toflin, Behema la Behema. So Rav Sheshet says this this somewhat cryptic statement that we are Toflin, Behema la Behema. Earlier that meant that you can add additional animals with the supplemented Meister Sheni. But we want to know exactly where is Rav Sheshet coming in? Where is he weighing in on the machloket that you recall from the previous Amud, Chizki and Rav Yochanan, about what are the contours of supplementing funds from Meister Sheni for these purposes? My Kamarle, what does he mean exactly? Ilei Mahaki Kamarle, if he means this, Hari Amru, Toflin, Behema la Behema, of a low moat, if he's going according to the opinion that you can supplement an additional animal, but you're not allowed to supplement within the animal itself. First of all, that's not what it sounds like, right? Because the fact that it says brings a par gadol, right? Par gadol means that he could have brought a regular par. Now he's supplementing and bringing a par. And anyway, if that's what he meant, le male ain't toflin, moat lamot. Let him say that, right? Let Rav Sheshet say that in his statement. Elachi kamarle, Hari Amru af toflin behema lebehema. Right? He's saying you can do both. And he's saying you can supplement funds to buy a bigger animal, and you can supplement funds to buy an additional animal. Who is that like? That's like neither, Rabbi Yochanan, right? That's neither Rabbi Yochanan or Chizkiya. Come on, deloch kechizkiya deloch Rabbi Yochanan. So that's neither, that's not either, like either opinion that we saw on the previous Amud. Chitema amorayut pligi matnaita lo pligi. If you want to say that it's a machloket amorayim, but really the Mishnah does not disagree with this. That's a last resort to say. Vaktani, but we did learn achila rishona min achulin, that the first eating, consumption has to be from chulin. My achila rishona shir deme achila rishona min achulin. Right? Because Rav Sheshet said this earlier, that the first eating, the first consumption has to be from chulin. So what does that mean? That means that the achila rishona, that the value of the animal of the first eating has to be from chulin, but you can add to the value of that animal from Meister Sheni so that you have more meat to go around. So in fact, we're saying here that Rav Sheshet is like Rav Sheshet is like Rav Yochanan. Right, that you can supplement within the animal itself, but you can't supplement to buy an entirely second animal from Meister Sheni. Amar Ula, Amar Reish Lakish. Different topic. Hifrish Eser Behemot the Chagigato. Right, you designated 10 animals for the Chagiga, and Hikriv Chamesh Biyomtov Rishon, and you offered 5 animals on Yontov itself, first day Yontov itself. Choser Umakriv Chamesh Biyomtov Sheni. You can then go ahead and offer another 5 animals on the next day. Right? But Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Kevan Shapasak Shuvenu Makriv. Rabbi Yochanan said, once you stop offering chagigas, you can't offer them again the next day. Surma Baba. Rabbi Baba says these two opinions don't argue. They're talking about different scenarios. Lo pligi. Kan bistam, kan bimafarish. Right? If you do not specify, right, if you don't specify on what day they're going to be offered, right, So we're afraid, right? So then you can't offer them the next day because we're afraid that you meant to offer a chagiga after the first day of Yantav, and that's not allowed. That's actually, as Rashi points out, that could be a violation of Baal Tosef. The chagiga is offered on the first day. So if you just said, these are chagigas, you do some on the first day, that's it. You can't offer any more on the second day. But, kama mafarish, but when are you allowed to pick up the next day? If you specified, I'm offering these chagigas on day one, right? I plan on offering all the chagigas on day one. And then you run out of food, you run out of time, you run out of mouths to feed, whatever the case is, and you don't have a chance to do it on day one, then you're allowed to continue on to the next day. As long as you specified that my chagigas, right? Chagigas, the first day of Yantav, Shalmei Simcha can be the rest of the week. You said I have 10 chagigas, really all of them have to be offered on the first day. So if you specify, I mean to offer them on the first day, and for whatever reason you run out of time, then we give you Mekah. But if you do it in general, we're afraid that you meant to offer chagigas over the course of Yantav. That's not allowed. Chagigas have to be offered on the first day. You have a little bit more time, I think, to eat it. You have a day and a half, you have until the next day. But the offering would have had to be done on that day if it's stam. But if it's mefarish, if you specified these chagigas are for Yantav Rishon and you ran out of time, then we give you time to make up for it, right? That's called tashlumen. That's called tashlumen. We give you tashlumen if you specified you meant it for the first day. Hi stam hechidami. So what exactly does it mean? He didn't specify. Ilema deleka shot bayom. Why is it that he didn't finish offering the 10 chagigas on the first day? He ran out of time. Mikarev, hi deleka revinu, deleka shot bayom. If you ran out of time, then that's why he didn't offer them on the first day, because he ran out of time. Vel deleka yochlin is the reason why he stopped offering because he had no more people to feed. Hi deleka revinu, deleka yochlin. Then the reason why he stopped offering is because there was no one else to feed, and he wanted to wait till the next day, till people were hungry again. And that's why he didn't offer more of the 10 karbanot. Lo tricha, t'ika shot bayom, vitle ochlin, lo akravinu, shmamina, shire shirenu. Right? No, there was plenty of time left, there's plenty of people to offer, there was plenty of time left, plenty of people to feed, and yet he stopped. Right? He promised 10, he offered 5. It sounds like he did it because he wants to stretch it out. That's a problem because he called them chagigas. Chagigas have to be offered on the first day. And that's why the first opinion was that's why Rabbi Yochanan held, you're not allowed to offer them the next day. Because he could have offered them all on the first day. This is also reflected in a different memra. Rabbi Yochanan said, Hifrish Esther Behem of the Chagigato, separated 10 karbonot for chagiga. Higriv chamesh miyom tov rishon, and you offered 5 on day 1. Av yantav chozer makriv chamesh miyom tov sheni. Right here he says you're allowed to. And earlier in the previous statement he said you're not allowed to. Kashina dadi. No, elalav shmamina. No, we learn kan bistam, kam mefarish. There's no dispute. When you don't specify and we're worried that you planned on offering a chagiga on subsequent days of yantav, that's a problem. Not going to let you offer those chagigas on day 2 or 3 of Yantav, of the holiday. But if you're Mefarish, I'm offering these 10 chagigas for the first day of Yantav, and you don't get around to doing it, then we allow you more time. It's Manami, and we have one more time where this seems to be the case, in Rav Yochanan, I'm Rav Shimon Bar Abba, last line on Chesam and Beis, I'm Rav Shimon Bar Abba, I'm Rav Yochanan, Lo Shanu, Ela Shelo Gamar. Right, we don't. We don't say that you're not allowed to continue except where Shelo Gamar. Aval Gamar Chozer Makri. But if it was Gamar, then he can continue and offer. Even Rabbi Yochanan says the next days you can continue and offer if it's Gamar. What does Gamar mean? I'm glad I asked because that's what the Gemara asked. My Gamar. What does it mean that it's over? And then you can continue the next day, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Ilema gomar karbonot of my makriv. If he's done offering the karbonot, then there's nothing to offer. Right? Ela shlo gomar ayom. Right? No, it's that where the day's not over yet, and yet he chooses to stop offering, that'll be a problem. Avo gomar ayom. But if he He designated 10 chagigas. He offered 5. The day's over. He's not allowed to offer chagigas anymore. He can pick up again the next day and continue to offer the rest of them, because we see that he only didn't offer them because he ran out of time. Okay.